Conclusion, what do the Dead Sea Scrolls teach us? This is part 8 of 8 by Paul Abramson, the editor of www.creationism.org. We know that it's possible for an individual to go insane, right? That's possible. I would contend that it's possible for a small group, as a group, for all the persons in that group to become insane. For example, say a small religious group that focuses on a human leader or on some kind of idol or some other kind of a false religion, that they could then go insane as a group. It could also be contended that an entire country could go insane. Let's say, for example, Nazi Germany or Imperial Japan during World War II, that those cultures as a whole had become insane. Or a different example might be the U.S. and the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Each country built enough missiles to destroy the world something like 27 or 29 times over, but yet both sides kept building missiles. A person could contend that those countries had become partially insane. Okay, now, I'm mentioning these things because I want to go to the next level here. Is it possible that in some way or some ways that the entire human race could be partially insane? And if so, how would we know it? Okay, now I know that's an odd thing to think about, but I want you to consider that. Is it possible that the entire human race could have gone or is going partially insane? Because you see, sometimes the majority of people are wrong. Sometimes a nation, say for example, this is an extreme one, and I apologize to Germans who are hearing this, because this, part of my ancestry is German, I should mention, by the way. But Nazi Germany went insane. They believed they should kill the Jews and other things, anyway, it was that as a nation, they had gone kind of crazy, okay? A person could contend that. Or to use a different, completely different example, the U.S. and Soviet Union kept building nuclear missiles, even though they could never use them, because to use them could have meant the end of life on Earth, right? Okay, so now, a different way to describe the same thing of the potential, the mass insanity of all human beings, not every single human, but of the human race as a whole. I'm going to describe this a different way, and I'm going to use the biblical version. Do not follow the broad path that leads to destruction, but follow the narrow path that leads to life. That's what Jesus said. Okay, now maybe you haven't heard it described in these terms before, but you see, the majority of the people may believe something that doesn't make it true. Okay, you have to decide who you are and what you want to do. Now, this is the last section we're recording in this whole set. You are free to copy this entire set of audio recordings and use them for any educational purpose. And please use anything, almost anything on creationism.org is free to copy and use for any educational purpose. But I want to talk briefly about the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Dead Sea Scrolls are a very interesting set of documents. Please hold it in mind, the idea that the human race could be partially insane, okay? And then the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in the 1940s, shortly after World War II. No one even knew they were there. They had been preserved about 60 or 70 AD is what there's actually different theories on this, because some of it we don't know. But for decades, you see, after the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know what the skeptics were saying? Oh, this is going to completely rewrite the Old Testament. Every verse, there won't be a verse that's untouched by this, because we know that those monks down in the Middle Ages, they had to have changed scriptures and things like this. Well, now that in the last 5 years or so, the last 7 years, now that these Dead Sea Scrolls have become public, do you know what the truth of the matter is? They have confirmed the Old Testament. In almost every case, they show that the monks in both Judaism and in Christianity have carefully preserved the ancient words for the last 2,000 years. Now, folks, think about this logically. Don't listen to the loudest voices. I want you to think about you and your future. This is serious. This is life or death. I'm going to ask you a question. 100 years from now, what do you want to be doing? Don't think short term, think long term. Your life is at stake, okay? Now, when we talk about the Dead Sea Scrolls, okay, think about this logically. If it is possible that the last 2,000 years, sacred writings of the Bible, what is the Old Testament according to Christians, or what is the Most of the scriptures, according to the Jews, of course, since they don't accept the New Testament, at least not yet. But I'm sorry for that. But there's prophecies in the New Testament that the Jews will, in the end times, realize they missed their Messiah, and that they will then suddenly realize, oh my gosh, the Messiah did come, and we missed him because we were looking for a military leader rather than looking for someone who's going to change us from the inside, a Messiah who's going to come to save us, the perfect sacrifice, the last sacrifice needed. Lambs won't need to be sacrificed at the temple anymore. Okay, excuse me for that side note. But if for the last 2,000 years these sacred words have been preserved, logically then if we go back 1,000 years before that, to say 1,000 B.C. or to 2,000 B.C., you're following me here, right? Is it possible that for 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 years before that, sacred words by honorable people had been preserved? By honor is sacredness is something which is held very closely. Maybe not to a young person, maybe not to someone who's 15 years old when they're still in school. But I'll tell you what, when you reach 30 or 40 years old, 50 years old, and you start to see your mortality, of course, different people react different ways. Some people want to deny it. They still want to continue to deny that there's a God, deny there's a creator. But you know, for those of us who are God-fearing, we want to say, God, what do you want me to do? In fact, let me give you a prayer for atheists, okay? Even if it's an atheist who listens to this, please consider this prayer. And I've used this this prayer actually with atheistic groups, and I want you to consider praying this prayer. Creator, if you are there, and if you can hear me, please help me. Now, several times in Scripture, in the Bible, we see examples of people saying, God, help thou my unbelief. Please help me in my unbelief. Help me to grow stronger. Okay. But what I want to mention is this, is we have to take a step towards God. We don't come to God and say, God, I'm at the center of the universe. I want you to prove yourself to me. No, I'm sorry. That's a little bit confused. You see, we are created beings. We're on this little tiny blue planet on the side of the Milky Way galaxy. The idea that we should hold our breath and expect that God has to answer to us, no, I'm sorry. That's a little bit confused. And if a certain number of people, or even if the majority of the people, want to deceive themselves and say, evolution must be true, it has to be true, the majority believes it. No, the majority can be wrong. The majority can stand against the science. Remember, for decades, using the Dead Sea Scrolls as but one example among many, they stood against it and said, this just shows the Bible won't be true. How many of these men and women have come forward since then and said, you know, we were wrong. The Dead Sea Scrolls show that the Old Testament has been accurately recorded the last 2,000 years. Most of them have not come forward and repented and admitted that what they were saying was wrong. So please don't listen to the loudest voices. Your soul is at stake. I know that this is just a short audio recording, or this whole set of audio recordings, but please pray about this. God, are you there? And don't just ask that one question, expect God to come to you. Study. Read the scriptures. I would recommend that you start at the book of Luke or the book of John and in the New Testament and just start reading. Pray. Creator, if you are there and if you can hear me, please help me. And consider these things. On creationism.org, our webpage, concerning the creation-evolution debate itself, we have a lot of different articles. We have hundreds of articles. And actually, we have stuff in several different languages. Most of it's in English, but in several different languages. Please use this information. And God bless you.